Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the morning commute from a very snowy American redoubt. It's been coming down and there's more on the way and the temperatures are going to drop, but that's all right. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Well, yeah. We've got some fun stuff to do today, of course, because, well, this is one of our favorite days.
Yes.
Just no doubt about it. He, you know, the Lord has his hand on Trump. And, you know, he actually said that at the Iowa rally, where he was saying that he has got full support from all the pastors in Iowa for the first time ever.
Wow. That's cool.
They're all backing him and they're praying for him. And so that's
everywhere
fantastic.
He goes. Yep. They've got large groups of Christians just, and he's just like, yes, pray for me. I need your prayers. I want your prayers. You know, yesterday I started to talk about, not trusting in man and, because there's some Christians that are like, stop worshiping Trump. You know, well, there's, and we've said this many times before. Here's for our new listeners. You know, when David came in, when he took the throne, the people celebrated. You know, they said That's Saul right. killed his thousands, but David killed his tens of thousands, you know, and they celebrated when he came back from battle. He was a good king, and they loved him.
Yep.
He was successful. He had God with him. And, you know, when you have a good leader, the people celebrate.
That's right.
And when you have tyrants, the people mourn. There's a scripture about that.
Right.
I meant to go back to one of the words of the day, and I thought it was in Isaiah, maybe it was Jeremiah, but basically it said, do not place, he's going to punish them for placing their trust in man and not trusting in the Lord. So it's, some people take that as like, you can only have one or the other.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But if you trust in the Lord and you support a righteous man who is fighting for the right things, that has the opportunity to be in the position to advocate for justice, for fighting against godlessness.
Yep, the maximum amount of freedom.
For defending your natural rights, for pushing back on globalism and plundering and, you know, open borders, securing our country, following the rule of law. That's worthy of our support. And there's only one person on the stage right now.
Right.
And we're hopeful that he will get in.
Well, and he was the legally elected president.
Yes.
And he still is, as a matter of fact.
That's another reason to stand behind him.
Yes, exactly. And I'm sorry, but anybody that is not supporting Trump right now in America is daft. And and that's because we are just minutes away from being attacked by all the invaders that have flooded into this nation. And that was another thing that he said at his rally in Iowa just the other day. He said the number is actually about 15 million now, which is more than the entire state of New York.
Right.
And so when you, that kind of puts it in perspective, but that doesn't even account for the other, well, the other two presidents who were in the presidency and allowed 5 million and 9 million.
Oh, yeah, it's upwards of at least $20 million before, $20 million illegal immigrants.
Yeah, more like about 25 million.
Right, before any of this began.
That's
in this
right.
current era with, you know, Trump and forward.
Yep.
So it's an absolute mess. And it will be by the grace of God if we can make it to the elections to see Trump actually run, to give us an opportunity to vote for him before these invaders go kinetic.
Yep, exactly. And because they know they've only got this short time to get whatever they want to get done, done.
And yeah, some of them are just here hurrying. Some of them are here just to get themselves ahead because they've been promised all kinds of free stuff. But a significant number of them are here on a mission. And oh, yes. That's the national security threat that we said we hope we make it. We even make it to November elections.
Right, exactly. And what's funny is we've got one update here from Tanya Chutkan, the federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's election interference case, was swatted on Sunday night.
Oh boy!
Woohoo! Police responded to false reports of a shooting at a house that a witness identified as Chutkan's home, and that was reported on NBC. And so she got swatted, and so did Secretary of State of Maine Shenna Bellows, the one who removed Trump from the ballot. She was targeted in a swatting call also. Hers was last week, and Tanya Chutkan's was this week. So I guess this swatting business works both ways, doesn't it?
I guess so. But you know, also something that got me thinking, one thing that we have seen consistently is the left attacking the right with these type of tactics.
Yep.
And with attacks on the left, we always find out that it's a fake.
Right.
You know, like the black college student painting a swastika on his own door, right?
Right.
In terms of this, the press just runs with it. And then when they bust him, there he is on the close circuit TV camera painting his own door, right?
Right.
The media.
That could be what's happening.
The media doesn't say squat about it. So right. I wonder how much of this is really, what can we do to gain sympathy for our side? And,
right.
You know, because it's not conservatives that do that kind of stuff.
Right. That's the way that those people work, too. They do nasty kind of stuff like that. Well, and we've also got an update here from Germany. Yesterday, we had reported about how the farmers are just flooding Berlin with all of their tractors. And the update on that, as they keep pouring in from around the whole nation, it says here that 5,500 tractors from various parts outside Munich are headed towards the city center, and these are the nationwide farmer protests. It says the police union boss Rainer Wendt praises farmers' protests and says all attempts to criminalize our farmers and push them into the right-wing corner have failed. And it also says that the German government wants to cut funding to agriculture, but now they've made even more enemies. And so truckers, craftsmen, and hunters are joining farmers in protest against the globalist plot to control the food supply.
Good.
And one farmer said, "We're sick of the lies. We've been here for generations. We work 24/7. We're the people who put food on your plates. We are all united in getting rid of the politicians who are trying to get rid of us."
That's right.
So good for them. That's exactly what they need to be doing. And
you know,
proud of them for doing it.
Absolutely. You know, the German government has not been making a whole lot of really good decisions the last few years.
Nope.
You
That's
know,
for
like
sure.
Let's shut down all of our coal plants and just rely completely on Russia for natural gas, and then we'll put sanctions on Russia over Ukraine.
Right.
Let's do that.
Well, and that's what happens when you have all of these European Union joiners, basically. These
exactly.
all United Nations pushers.
They're globalists
like
on a
Merkel,
mission.
That yep. you know, they're destroying their own nations on purpose.
Right. You guys can all eat bugs until we can start importing grain from Ukraine, and we'll stop growing our own grain.
Right.
And eat bugs in the meantime.
Yeah, forget about it.
My goodness.
Well,
you know, that's another example where, you know, the Europeans, there's a lot of patriots. They love their country. They love their heritage. They
right.
want to protect it. They get the immigrants shoved into their faces and into their laps and their communities. And then these globalist policies, they're also screaming, look, that's not us.
Yep, that's
the
right.
The German government, this new thing they just signed on is not us. That doesn't represent the German people or the British or, you know, the
exactly.
Irish.
Yep.
And all across Europe, they're getting this.
It's true.
So
everybody's in the same boat. We're getting drug around behind the truck of this globalist garbage run by Satan himself.
Yeah, let's slash some tires.
Exactly. Slash the satanic tires of that truck.
Yeah,
boy, I'll tell you what.
Sugar in the gas tank. I mean, let's sabotage this runaway mess.
We
got
to bring this thing to a halt. Well, the Lord will certainly do that. We've got one other nice development. Glad to see it. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has released a resolution referring Hunter Biden to the Justice Department to face charges for contempt of Congress.
Oh,
hooray.
Wow, we'll see what the Justice Department does about that.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely watch to see what they do, because he was absolutely in contempt of Congress.
Right.
Little weasel just disappeared. He didn't even go in. He actually did that little fake, ridiculous press release.
I'm here. I'm not afraid. I'm here. And then he runs away.
And then
away.
He runs away.
He doesn't even go in after he was subpoenaed.
That's bizarre. That's one of the most bizarre things I think I've seen. Yeah. Well, and then there's also some other good news. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey to testify in impeachment proceedings this week about their three lawsuits against the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and his failure to secure the southern border. Bailey says, in Missouri, we remove government officials who don't do their jobs because we've seen firsthand the catastrophic toll it has on our communities.
Wow.
It is rightful for Congress to consider removing an official who is failing to do his job. And
wow. Let's let that go get contagious.
Yes. And so the journalist who is reporting on this, Patrick Webb, responded, remind everyone what the penalty for treason is.
Uh-huh.
Hear, hear.
Amen to that.
No kidding. We've got several people that are going to get leveled with that charge, hopefully.
Let's hope.
Yep.
Well, speaking of amen, we better get to the word of the day before segment one slips away from us.
No kidding.
This is great. This is I'm having fun, but we don't want to not get into the word of the day.
Yes,
so,
because the word is the best part.
Yeah, and Lady Liberty, I know the Lord's brought something to you, so what do you got?
Well, that's right. This is the continuation from yesterday, from Ezekiel 21, where we're talking about the sword of God. And you'll recall that the Lord was very, very serious talking about cutting off both righteous and wicked from both north and south in Israel.
Oh, yes.
And so this is a continuation on with that. And this part, once I read chapter 22, verses 1 through 16, I went, oh, dear, this is an exact match to the United States that we live in today. So,
right.
So listen here under the title, Sins of Jerusalem. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, now, son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Yes, show her all her abominations. Then say, thus says the Lord God, the city sheds blood in her own midst, that her time may come, and she makes idols within herself to defile herself. You have become guilty by the blood which you have shed, and have defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. You have caused your days to draw near, and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mockery to all countries. Those near and those far from you will mock you as infamous and full of tumult. Look, the princes of Israel, each one has used his power to shed blood in you. In you, they have made light of father and mother. In your midst, they have oppressed the stranger. In you, they have mistreated the fatherless and the widow. You have despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths. In you are men who slander to cause bloodshed. In you are those who eat on the mountains. In your midst, they commit lewdness. In you, men uncover their father's nakedness. In you, they violate women who are set apart during their impurity. One commits abomination with his neighbor's wife. Another lewdly defiles his daughter-in-law, and another in you violates his sister, his father's daughter. In you they take bribes to shed blood. You take usury and increase and have made profit from your neighbors by extortion and have forgotten me, says the Lord God. Behold, therefore, I beat my fists at the dishonest profit which you have made, and at the bloodshed which has been in your midst. Can your heart endure, or can your hands remain strong in the days when I shall deal with you? I, the Lord, have spoken and will do it. I will scatter you among the nations, disperse you throughout the countries, and remove your filthiness completely from you. You shall defile yourself in the sight of the nations, then you shall know that I am the Lord.
Wow. There's a lot of things on that checklist that applies to America.
They sure do.
Yeah. This is that's scary. And that's how God handles, especially, look, this is built on a, our foundations are Christian.
Right.
Clearly. I mean, from the pilgrims all the way through the founding of this country and for many years beyond, no, not everybody was a Christian, you know, at the founding of the country, but most of them were. And Mosaic Law, the Bible was heavily influenced and quoted by the founders.
Right.
As influencing the laws, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all of that. So we've departed from that.
Well, right. And especially the fact that where it says in verse 4 that you have become guilty by the blood which you have shed and have defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. You've caused your days to draw near and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations mm-hmm. and a mockery to all countries. Those near and those far from you will mock you as infamous and full of tumult. Isn't that the case? Exactly.
That's exactly what's happening. When we see other conservative Christians, commentators, you know, influencers, whatever you want to call them, around the world, and I follow many of them, and they're pointing out the same things. They're saying, what's wrong with you, America? What's happened to America?
We got the what for from Ecuador.
Yeah, and from South Africa.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the whole world is going, oh, yuck.
Yes.
What happened to Americans?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Ugh.
And it's shameful. And so this scripture right here, we're taking it to heart.
Yep.
But the people that are making decisions for the direction of this country are not. And they're protected. And we've got an uphill battle.
Well, just like we were saying, we're all in this together. This whole world is getting drugged behind this satanic United Nations globalist truck.
Yes.
And all of our elections are being stolen. They're putting in communists and tyrants. This is the whole era of tyrants around the whole world. This is exactly what it says in the Bible will happen.
Yeah.
And this whole thing in chapter 22 describes the same characteristics that are described every single time God has to level a nation.
Yep.
It's always the sexual immorality. It's the shedding of innocent blood. It is the
idolatry and pride.
The failure to take care of your orphans and your widows.
Yes.
And he always mentions that his Sabbaths are profaned. That is always mentioned as well. So it's like that's when the sins reach up to heaven, when all those boxes are checked. You've profaned my Sabbaths. You're not following in my ways. You're doing all of these wicked things. Those are always the same characteristics that bring it down.
Yeah. Isn't that something? That's a lesson to learn.
Yep.
Well, we'll do our part. Pray for the Republic for sure. And pray for a turnaround and keep our eyes on him. Look up.
Absolutely.
It's got to be getting close. It's got to be getting so close.
No kidding. There's no more sins to commit. I mean, they've all been committed at this point, especially in this nation. The child trafficking alone is enough to bring this nation down.
Well, look at all the top leadership in this country that are tied to pedophilia.
Exactly.
You know, or defending it.
Absolutely
making
revolting.
Excuse of, yeah.
Yep.
So, well, all right. Well, thank you for that. And once again, that scripture
was Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 1 through 16. And we would encourage everyone to read both Ezekiel 21 and 22 in entirety.
Yeah.
It's that's when you get the full scope of the fear, basically.
Yes.
The fear of the full description of God's wrath, because he doesn't turn it back and he lets them have it.
That's right. That's right. All right. The fear of the Lord. That is wisdom.
The beginning of wisdom.
Yes. All right, guys. Stick around. We'll be back with a short segment 2 right after these messages. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
You see why there's so much hate for Trump? Because with all of his faults, again, he's the capitalist. He's not the globalist. He never will be one of them. Which is why he pulled the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the World Health Organization. That's Bill Gates and company. And now he's threatening to pull the United States out of the World Trade Organization. People say, yeah, well, Donald Trump got married twice. He's a bad guy. Really? He's right in the face of the demons on this, friends. Nobody ever said he was a saint. He's knocking the sacred cows of the United Nations down all over the world right now.
Welcome back, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington this morning. And if you guys want to listen to it later or share it with your friends, go to our Podbean site, radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And of course, you can always follow us on our Telegram channel, The Morning Commute. Super easy. All right, well, Lady Liberty, here we are.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Trump Tuesday. Oh my gosh. Biden just put out his first 2024 campaign ad.
And you are the enemy.
Yes, he calls Trump supporters an extremist movement.
Yes.
You know, not just, you know, somebody running against him. We are an extremist movement that, yes, that they've got to eradicate. Who speaks like that if not a dictator?
Right.
Okay, and so we're going to shred this campaign ad and have a blast doing it because it is horrible.
Yes. It's just, it's abysmal.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, so let her rip.
I've made the preservation of American democracy the central issue of my presidency.
Okay, we got to just stop it right there. Joe, you're not off to a very good start. I mean, first of all, what in the world did he just say?
Sorry,
I got to play it again.
I've made the preservation of American democracy the central issue of my presidency.
Okay, I think I got it. All right. Had to listen to it twice there. But I think I know what he's trying to convince us of. So, okay, let's continue on.
I believe in free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted.
Well.
What?
Really?
Starting when?
Was this like before or after all the indictments for Trump saying there was election interference? You know, wow. The guy that stole the election is claiming that.
We want every vote to be counted. Every dead person.
That's right.
Every person that's voted 5 times.
Every pet.
Every illegal invader.
That's
right. We want all of those votes counted. Maybe he's onto something.
Counted so they can erase them. They'll know exactly how many to erase.
There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's called a communist coup.
No, well, you know the danger and extremism in our country, what I call MAGA. That is the extremist to them, and it's a threat to their democracy because they don't want a republic. They cannot. They could not thrive in a republic. They cannot.
Communists want communism.
They have to turn it into a democracy. And what communist country out there doesn't call itself a democracy?
That's right. Right? Democratic socialists.
That's right.
All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible.
Okay, Joe. First of all, you would love it if you could only be held responsible by your children and grandchildren, because you'll be long gone and you'll be able to, you know, get yours while you're here.
And you've made sure they've made millions of dollars off of all of our enemies.
Exactly. Well, our children and grandchildren are going to be holding us responsible. And so they're going to say, why didn't you stand against this tyranny?
Right. Why didn't you oust that worm?
Exactly. Exactly.
The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. America is still a place of possibilities where the power resides with we the people. That's our soul. We are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
You're Joe Biden, and the CCP approves that message.
Yeah, I'll bet he approved that message. Matter of fact, as soon as he was done saying that, I'll bet if I'd love to just go, okay, Joe, what'd you just say?
Exactly. Well, first of all, those guys are not Americans. No. Those guys are communist usurpers that are drilling this nation into the dirt.
That's right. That's right. It's called committing treason.
Yep.
And that's so-called Trump's competition. And now, in a free and fair election, which they claim that they're all for, which we know they're not because, well, they proved it. All right. Yep. And if we can get that, they know he doesn't stand a chance. Biden knows he doesn't stand a chance.
Yep.
Obama, he knows that Biden doesn't stand a chance in a free and fair election.
Yep, that's right.
And they're going to win at all costs. That's what Marxists do.
Yep,
so
they cheat.
Got to stand firm, patriots. All right, well, we're out of time. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here for more.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.